At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G, yo.
And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Hello and welcome aboard Gallant. George, it is Tuesday, December 10th of 2024, and baseball's winter meetings are upon us. Does that mean that the Houston Astros will get crazy? Start throwing out Juan Soto-level deals for Alex Bregman or other players? We shall see, but what we do know is that we're going to hear from our favorite resident sports politician, Astros general manager Dana Brown. Joe, before you hear what Dana Brown had to say yesterday, how do you think you're going to feel after you hear Dana Brown?
Not good. That's my guess. Based off of, I actually tried to not, like, I read some of the quotes. I tried not to listen to them yesterday because I wanted to be a little surprised today. And I saw the reaction, and you know what? I feel like it's going to be not a positive reaction.
I read the quotes, and I, too, was displeased. Maybe if I listened to it, I'll feel better. Here's Dana Brown being asked about the status of free agent third baseman Alex Bregman.
Look, Bregman's outstanding, you know, great defender, good bat, quality AB all the time, done great things here in Houston. We're working. We're working on it. We're having a lot of conversations with Scott, and, we're optimistic.
I believe they've worked on it. I believe they had conversations with Scott Boras, and I do not believe Dana Brown's optimism there. I do not.
He sounds just generally less optimistic. Maybe he's already beaten down with this subject.
Oh, you think based off of the tone?
Yeah, a little bit, right? I don't think he sounds super. I wouldn't describe his vocals as optimistic vocals.
Okay.
Yeah, I just
what makes optimistic vocals?
Yeah, you always sound kind of optimistic.
Do I?
Or maybe it's the way the inflection in your voice.
I think I sound gay. That's why most of my listeners think that.
I would never say that.
Well, I'm a very sing-songy and dramatic sounding sports radio host.
But yeah, he just doesn't sound as optimistic, I thought, as he did, you know, 2 weeks ago from the Buster Only interview he did. Thanks for telling us he's a great defender and a great bat, too. Really appreciate the insight, Dana Brown, on the quality of baseball player.
No, you gotta kiss his butt a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I'm not optimistic that any progress is being made. I feel like the Astros have given their offer, and they're not going to move on it. And I don't know if that is in line with what Joe Espada is saying. We'll get to some of what Joe Espada had to say at the winter meetings in a little bit, but he's saying they're doing everything they can to bring him back. I don't know that I buy that. I feel like they've had a conversation, and right now, the Astros are hoping that playing the waiting game is going to work for them, and I feel like Scott Boras knows that somebody is going to sneak in. I think that the Boston Red Sox are the one to be most frightened of, just given that Alex Cora used to work with him here in Houston.
Yeah, and the fact that the Yankees missed out on Juan Soto, like that you got to feel that they're going to be a little bit desperate. And then you see all the rumors that are flying around about the winter meeting, you know, big picture. It's like, well, the Mets are linked to potentially trading for Carlos Correa, and they're interested in all these guys. Well, they just spent $800 million on a baseball player. It doesn't mean they're not going to spend another $220 million or whatever it's going to be to get Alex Bregman. So, like, those three teams, the Blue Jays also missed out on Juan Soto, and they aggressively pursued Shohei Ohtani.
But they're Canadians. They don't count.
Yeah, and I don't think Alex Bregman doesn't seem like a Canadian.
He's not a traitor to our country.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because that's the BS part of Canada. The only real Canada is French Canada. It's the best Canada in the land.
Montreal.
There's no Canada like French Canada.
Yeah.
If you'd been there, you would understand.
I've never been there, so I don't understand.
C'est son la mire.
back to the Canada. But anyway,
yeah, it just it doesn't feel great. There are real threats, and if the Astros are not aggressive, and I think back to the Chandler Rome article we discussed last week, where there were certain members of the Astros organization internally that don't know what the plan is. So like when Dana Brown says we're optimistic, but then Joe Espada says we're doing everything we can, I can't really buy into it.
I don't know if Joe knows what's going on.
Exactly.
I think that Dana Brown has a pretty good idea of what's going on. And I think that Jim Crane has told Dana Brown how far they are willing to go with Bregman. That's it. We'll see what happens. I am not holding my breath for news that Bregman has signed an extension. I hope that I end up being wrong. Dana Brown also, at yesterday's winners' meetings, had this to say when asked about potential offers for Kyle Tucker and Framber Valdez.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody, you would listen on all the players. I don't think that, you would, turn a deaf ear to any of these guys. I think the big thing is if you have an opportunity to make the club better, that you would at least listen to other clubs and see if there's something that makes sense for the club in the present and also long term.
Okay. I mean, he's doing his job. He should be listening. Like that should be the number one job of any general manager, is that you should listen on everybody. That everyone besides Jose Altuve and Yordan Alvarez should be listened on. You're not a good general manager if you're not at least listening.
Well,
right?
To a degree, yeah, you should be listening. But you don't say you're listening.
Especially when Chandler just put out a piece on The Athletic, mm-hmm. and one of the anecdotes he had in here was that during last year's winter meetings, Dana Brown emphatically denied that the team would explore trades for impending free agent Alex Bregman.
Oh, boy.
So it's very different. Those are two very different tones. Straight denial to being, acting like you're open to it. Dana Brown was also asked, and I apologize if we have this audio, I think it's just a quote, that he's convinced that they can still win the AL West without one of these guys. He said that in Chandler's piece. So if you're willing to acknowledge that you think you can win the AL West without Kyle Tucker or Framber, and you're listening, and everyone's reporting that the Cubs and the Yankees are calling on Kyle Tucker, kind of feels like one of those guys is getting moved this offseason.
I hate it. Absolutely hate it. I think that they've screwed up the relationship with Kyle Tucker. Just take a look at the different messaging coming out of Camp Kyle Tucker and the Astros last year when it came to a broken bone in his shin that he clearly had that the Astros said was a bruise that kept him out for months. Tucker even said at the end of the whole absence that he had that there was a fracture. And the Astros are making up medicine on the fly. There's no such thing as a deep bone bruise. There's no such thing. No such thing.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
So they effed that up. I don't think that the relationship with Kyle Tucker can be fixed. So I guess if that's the situation, then maybe you do have to trade him. But I hate it. I hate the possibility of it. I feel like Dana Brown should have done what he normally does as the politician he is, which is to lie, lie, lie. I wish he had lied to me. He didn't lie to me. And now I am concerned that they are going to do the worst thing possible, which is to move on from either of those two. Sorry, I want to go down with the ship. I do not want to see those two go for some random scrubs prospects that will probably suck, because they probably will suck. Do not try to tell me otherwise. Don't try to tell me about Chauncey Beauregard or some other some rando, okay? Doesn't exist, not real, until they are. Yes, I am not big picture baseball guy. In fact, I'm a baseball casual. But do not try to sell me on the idea that you take a step back to take a step forward. Nope, you are all in with what you have right now. That is Tucker, that is Framber. And I am concerned. I am concerned that things are going to change in the next couple of weeks, and this team is going to go back to being a I don't care about them kind of team.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't make these trades and hit on these guys to what you're, because you're right, prospects are such a wild card. Like, and I don't want these guys to also be traded. If they're going to go down this path of trading Kyle Tucker and Framber, I'm definitely more open to it than you are. My problem with it is that I don't want guys who are in A ball, in double A. Like, I don't want guys who are, like when Dana Brown, we played the audio yesterday about Bryce Matthews. He didn't say Bryce Matthews specifically, but he said the replacements are 8 to 12 months away from being ready to replace Alex Bregman. I don't want to trade for a bunch of those guys. If you're trading these guys, I need major league ready guys that fill, center field, first base, third base, right field. Like, you have to fill your gaps and actually players that can be on the roster for the next 6 years. I don't want to wait 3 years for prospects for a guy like Kyle Tucker.
But are you going to get that if you make a trade? Like, that's the problem. I don't see you getting somebody that is that good, that is a guy who is ready to go right now in exchange for Kyle Tucker. You are going to be trading for a, in the short term, loss no matter what. You're just going to be moving on from a five-tool player who does struggle in the postseason for someone who is not going to be a five-tool player. And maybe you get a couple of pieces, but do a couple of pieces, fix the issues that you had last year where your offense can't do a damn thing after the top of the order.
No, most likely they don't.
No, I mean, it definitely shrinks the scare power of your lineup.
Now, I think there's a way to bring in guys to extend your lineup while also weakening the top of it, because really after 1 through 4 of, you know, if let's say Bregman's gone. So if it's right now, it's Altuve, it's Bregman. I mean, Altuve, Tucker, Yordan, and then Yiner Diaz. The rest of your lineup is guys like John Singleton and, you know, Zach DiCenzo, guys who are not like great baseball players. So at least if you trade Kyle Tucker and you get 2 or 3 guys that can fill your lineup.
Don't say at least.
I know.
Don't.
I know.
Don't give me this. This is, I can't do it.
It's just the reality, because like what happened with Juan Soto this weekend does directly affect Kyle Tucker. Like his WAR and like the statistical stuff is, he's not the player Juan Soto is. Of course, he's not in terms of what he brings to the lineup. He's not that guy. But he's a better defensive player. He's better on the base pass. He's a full-on five-tool player. And while we know his playoffs, you know, failures of what they are, other teams will look at the from a regular season view of this trade. When Kyle Tucker hits free agency next year, he's going to get a $300 million contract at least. And now with the Soto deal being $756 million baseline, like Kyle Tucker might get $350. He could get close to $400. It's where the sport is going now with some of these big money contracts. So the Astros are definitely out on that. The most money they've ever offered a player is the Alex Bregman deal, $156 million. Carlos Correa was close to that at like $152, and he was begging the Astros, just like Alex Bregman probably has, to stay here in Houston. So if you can't keep Bregman, you can't double that salary and keep Kyle Tucker. It's just not the reality. Jim Crane's not going to do it. We don't live in that world. And at some point, if you don't have a replacement, like you don't have a prospect to fill your center field gap, your first base gap, your third base gap, your left field gap, your right field gap. Like, Jesus. You don't have a bullpen arm. Like, that's why trading these guys, actually, like, it sucks. It sucks that that's where you're at. But they traded all their prospects for pursuing World Series. And it was great. But they're now at a position to where if they're not willing to get big money like the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Red Sox potentially and now the Mets, then you've cornered yourself into a position to where you've drafted poorly. I know Jeremy Booth talked about that a lot when he was on with us. The drafting stuff goes back farther, that not just losing the draft picks you have from the sign-stealing scandal, but you just don't have those elite-level prospects to even have a positive view of what could come down the road. Like, you have to make a big decision, and you either die with the ship like you're talking about, or you reload. That's where they're at.
Possibly reload.
Possibly. Try to reload.
You just made me want to walk into traffic.
I'm sorry, Paul. The Astros run's been great, but this is a critical offseason of just how they're going to handle it going forward.
So hearing you just lay it out like that.
Oh, come to the dark side, Paul.
I mean, I'm not co-signing any of this. Because as soon as they move on from Bregman, I see the possibility where, okay, well, let's trade Kyle Tucker, let's trade Framber Valdez. It does make sense to a degree to do it afterwards, but I can't sign off on that.
Would you be pro Framber being moved because of the depth of the rotation?
Well, they talk about the depth of the rotation all the time, and I'm making an inappropriate gesture to that. Like, okay, they're all injured, so relax with that. I can't co-sign it. I mean, they said that they're going to keep the window as open as long as they possibly can. So, I mean, they're probably lying to us. And guess what? Sports teams do that. But, no, I just don't want to do it. I can't co-sign this.
I understand.
I don't – the idea of going back to what you were and this team being like middle of the road, I have zero interest in that.
I don't think they have to do that. Like we see teams – have used trades and big moves and still had success. The Milwaukee Brewers are a great example of being in a lesser division, trading their best player to the Baltimore Orioles last year and still winning it. The Padres are a great example of this. Like, they had core pieces. They traded Juan Soto away to the New York Yankees, got a ton of prospects in return. And what they then did with those prospects is flipped them for Dylan Cease. And they built their rotation that way. So, like, there are creative ways. I'm with you. I do not co-sign the idea of taking a player and a team that's this talented and bottoming it out on purpose. This is not a, you know, mid-level baseball team, even though they struggled last year at times. There has to be a middle ground here. And I think the real question is just, like, if do we trust Dana Brown to pull this off?
At the major league level, no. When it comes to his ability to figure out who's good and who isn't at the minor league level, benefit of the doubt, I think, is earned just given what he did in Atlanta. But I'm skeptical. I just think it doesn't matter who you are as a general manager. It's really hard to predict who's going to be good and who's not. And to this point, I think part of it just has to do with the fact that by association, you think about the very handsy Jeff Bagwell, Reggie Jackson, Jim Crane, Astros Letterman jacket, Skull and Bone Society, and the way that they effed things up of late. Even though Dana Brown wasn't a part of it, like I have a hard time feeling confident separately in Dana Brown. I think it's perhaps partly due to the fact that he hasn't been here that long. And the other part of it is, too, is when he talks, he tends to maybe not put his foot in his mouth, but I feel like a politician is talking to me and doing a little sing-songy dance for me. And I just push back against it automatically.
I think they've put their foot in their mouth. People are the way they're talking about Bregman, the word optimistic and the way they're discussing, you know, how their feeling on him returning to the Astros, like the fan base was already going to be upset before, but I think that they're giving off this portrayal that they're actually trying to get Alex Bregman to return versus what happened with Carlos and George. Like, I think fans will be a lot more upset. And it's totally fair to question Dana Brown. I mean, you know, look at the last 2 years. And look, these are prospects. And none of them have done anything yet, right? But would you feel better about where the Astros are at today if they had some combination of, you know, the pitcher, Gloss, or whatever his name was, Drew Gilbert, Ryan Clifford, Will Wagner, Joey Loperfido. Those are the five prospects you traded the last 2 years for Justin Verlander and Yusei Kikuchi. And what did you get out of them? You didn't get a lot. Now, and I think that to your point, the first trade goes back to the Skull and Bone Society, that they wanted JV back.
You could make the argument the second trade does too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a short-term rental, and it's, hey, window open, window open, window open. Oh, God, Joe.
They're in a tough spot.
Oh, man. Oh, God. This is sobering. From the 409, oh, JC, y'all act like this team is still so talented. Wake the F up. This team is not what it used to be. Multiple guys that had career years and now everyone thinks they are so talented. Most people are agreeing with the idea of, all right, well, let's strip for parts. Let's get the most that we can. I don't like it. Where's the rebellion? Okay? And again, I'm the idiot baseball casual here. I'll admit that. Where are the people that are like me that say, damn that, I don't want this. I don't want to take a step back ever.
I think there are people who don't think that, like, they think the Astros are more indicative of the start of the season last year and how it ended. You know, you started the season absolutely terribly. It was a grind to get back into first place. You had to come back a 10-game deficit in the AL West, and then you lost two games to the Tigers, who had like a quarter of your payroll, if that, if it wasn't less than that.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of people who, like, that's part of the reason why they're pro tear it down. And I think a lot of people are just tired of seeing players walk, you know, for nothing. It's frustrating.
Yeah, that makes sense. I suppose, too, if we're being realistic, okay, anything can happen in baseball's playoffs, but was this Astros team beating this year's Dodgers, if we're being honest?
No. They're not beating next year's Dodgers.
Sure doesn't feel that way.
Now, that might be also an impossible bar at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good, and they added more.
They own the Yankees in the playoffs, but the Yankees had the upper hand in the regular season this past year. Other teams in the American League, you own Baltimore for what it's worth, or at least you did this past season. But it stands to reason that eventually Baltimore is going to figure it out. And then after that in the American League, who else would you say is above you? Like, that's where it's tricky, because you can definitely talk yourself into saying, oh, well, I mean, anything can happen and they're fine.
I mean, if you run it back next year, who would you bet on to beat the Astros to go to the World Series? To what, everything you just said. Not the Yankees.
See, Guardians maybe, but even then, like, that's...
Like, the Royals? Like, the Tigers? The American League is not that strong. I still think, like, the biggest threat to the Astros might be in your division. Like, they can make one last hurrah of Tucker, Frombert, Bregman, and this core, and there's still a chance that they could, you know, go all the way next year. The American League is not that impressive. The talent is leaving the American League. It mostly sits in the National League. Doesn't mean you're winning the World Series, but could you get there? I think it's totally reasonable. I bet you, without even having to look at it, I bet you the Astros are the second favorite in the American League to go to the World Series right now. I can almost guarantee you.
Interesting.
I think they are. I saw that after the Soto news drop that they whatever. The Yankees are, I think, still the favorite, but they lost. You know, obviously, their odds became longer, and the Astros got a lot of that, you know, kind of odd movement in their favor.
Interesting.
And look, yeah, the Astros are the third American League team, and they are seventh overall in terms of winning the World Series.
Who's ahead of them in the AL?
So to get to the World Series, to win the American League, it's the Yankees plus +310, the Orioles plus +425, and the Astros plus +550. And then the next three teams are all plus +1200. There's a crazy drop off.
Because it's a bunch of
the top.
I mean, the Astros literally were an 88 win team, but there's just a lot of, you know, 88, 90 win teams in the American League or the AL Central where it's one of these teams is going to win 95 games and we're going to be like, is this real? The entire time. Obviously, you know, a lot can change. There's still every other free agent basically available other than Juan Soto. So it depends on what you mentioned the Red Sox doing or the Jays, if anyone wants to take the Blue Jays money. That there's a lot of, you know, the Tigers, a team that's been rumored to be in the Bregman sweepstakes. So there's a lot to go on. But I do agree with Joe where it's like the AL doesn't seem super competitive at the top like it was, you know, back in 2019 or whatever, where the Astros and Yankees were like head and shoulders above everyone else.
Yeah, I don't think anyone in the American League, like the Orioles, the core they have screams the next Houston Astros in the American League. But what are they've been a disaster in the playoffs.
They got swept the last 2 years.
Yeah, like I'll believe it when I see it for them. So the Astros can run it back, and yeah, you'll lose Tucker and Fromber in free agency next year. Maybe you could keep Fromber. Like I think that one could be on the table if you wanted to. But you'll definitely lose Tucker, and then you'll have real questions. But for this year, if they just want to run it back, they've still got a real shot to go to the World Series.
And I want to run it back. So I would like a little more than optimism from Dana Brown. I'd like some results. Get the Bregman deal done, okay? Trade deadline, we could do all these things. All these things that we are talking about now. But entirely based off of what I heard from Dana Brown yesterday and from just the awkward, ominous silence of the winter meetings to this point and anything that does not involve Juan Soto, I am concerned that that is possible. I'm sorry. I never want to go back to 11-14. I don't want to do that ever again. You know, I'm reading some of the comments on the Twitch and saying like, hey, like 11-13, a lot of casuals left. I stopped liking baseball from 2011-2014. And it wasn't just due to my anger with the Boston Red Sox and some of the stuff that they were doing. I moved here. I was doing a talk show. And it was like, what was the point of talking about the Astros? It got to that point. It was like the only conversations that would ever happen were like, oh, why did Jim Crane move from the National League to the American League? Like that would be the occasional thing that came up. And F Jim Crane.
Yeah, like when I remember when I started producing for Charlie, he would tell me some of these stories. And he's like, he would spend more time on the Astros flagship talking about what George Springer was doing in the minor leagues than what was actually happening with the Astros.
Yeah, again,
I promise you, I'll never do that.
And they're not going back to that.
Like, they're never going back to that.
They won't be back to that no matter what they do this offseason. But good God, like, I think the possibility of this all falling apart, I felt a lot more than I ever have yesterday just listening to that guy talk. It bums me out. He's Joe, Sean behind the glass. I'm Paul, Galan and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. And you want to weigh in on that, what's going on at the winter meetings for the Houston Astros. Stay put.
Let's talk about LaBerge in Lake Charles. ESPN Bet, your go-to place to bet on your Texas teams. If you want to make the drive up, hang out for the weekend, watch some college football action coming up here on the 20th and 21st, or just watch your Houston Texans, ESPN Bet LaBerge in Lake Charles is there to do so. And look, hey, if you think the Astros are going to keep it together right now and go for the World Series this year, you can go to ESPN Bet. You know what's funny? The odds place I was looking at, very different than this one. The Houston Astros, plus 1,200 to win the World Series, according to ESPN Bet. So if you feel like that's a good wager you want to place, that's the place to do it. 24-foot video wall, great food, casino's always a good time as well. When you leave Texas and bet on your Texas teams, make sure you do it at ESPN Bet at LaBerge in Lake Charles.
The Killer Bees, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6. Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5
from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul and Joe.
We heard from Dana Brown, Astros general manager, at baseball's winter meetings yesterday, and not gonna lie, it has me bummed out, especially once Joe George added some sensical context to it.
Yeah, things are they're in a tough spot right now, Paul.
I know.
I do not envy the decision making process that they're going through, because I would imagine like this is kind of what the conversations are like with anyone around Dana Brown, and between Baggy and whoever else is part of this Skull and Bone Society now, and Jim Crane. It's just
calling him like, Baggy.
Yeah, Baggy.
Well, hang on. No.
Bagwell.
No.
Mr. Bagwell.
You know what? I'm bummed out. I forgot Trader to bring bags. Him in.
Oh.
I actually brought penalty flags and challenge flags just to have out when I'm out and about with my friends, just because I'm going to start throwing it at them, because sometimes people are doing things that are questionable, and I'm throwing a challenge flag at you. You don't get to call Jeff Bagwell Baggy.
Deal. What are you, Craig Biggio?
Also, we don't want you to call him Baggy.
You're right. Challenge overturned.
Baggy.
Bagwell.
Baggy.
His name is Bagwell.
Okay.
I would imagine, like, I can't even imagine what the conversations are just like internally right now.
Do you think they're even having conversations? If there's something like this that's on the back burner and you really can't do anything about it, do you want to talk about it? I don't. You're probably just giving a knowing glance to anybody who knows what's up. Like, if you're Dana Brown and you see somebody else in the front office, you're like, you're making this weird sheepish face, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably someone asked Dana Brown, hey, man, are we paying Alex Bregman?
No one's talking about it.
And he just goes, I don't know.
Yeah, or no, it's just like, hey, how are things going at the winter meetings? He just, they're going, man. Like,
yeah.
That's all it is.
They're going.
They're going.
That's how I would describe it. They're going.
Hey. See the Juan Soto deal? Yeah, I did. Yeah, sure did.
Oh, boy. Well, Astros manager Joe Espada spoke yesterday at the winter meetings as well. And with some of the Houston media, Espada said that the Astros are doing everything in their power to get a Bregman deal done.
We're doing everything in our power to get that done. I know that. You know, I know what he means to this organization. And I think Dana and the staff and all of us are on the same page and making these our number one priority. So we are trying really hard to bring Alex Bregman back.
I think it is their number one priority. And I think he would like them to try really hard to bring back Alex Bregman. And I think that he wants them to do everything in their power to bring back Alex Bregman. But he does not have the keys to the car.
Yeah, Jose Altuve, who, you know, told them point blank, bring Alex Bregman back, does not have the keys to the car. The person who has it is the owner. He's the only one that can make this decision. It's not a Dana Brown decision. I mean, hell, Dana Brown might not even want Alex Bregman back. Do you want a player who starts that slow and is probably going to continue to age worse and worse?
What, are you trying to arbitrate with Bregman right now?
I'm just saying, we don't even know Dana Brown wants him back. This organization is just run by Jim Crane right now. He says who's back, who's traded for.
But they wanted Verlander back. If you want Verlander back, you better bring Bregman back.
Well, he wants too much money.
I mean, Verlander wanted an outrageous amount, too, and he was effing 42.
Does Alex golf with Jim Crane?
Wait, they also let the Mets pay for part of Justin number. Verlander and then traded for him back, and the Mets kept paying it.
That's what their plan is. Let Alex Bregman sign with the Blue Jays, and when the Blue Jays are a disaster, you trade him back.
That's not happening.
Maybe throw in Springer, too.
I like the wishful thinking.
Bring everyone back.
Just like Espada is doing wishful thinking about.
I'm optimistic, Paul.
The Astros doing all that they can. Everything in our power. No, they're not. They're not.
He'd be signed already if you're doing
exactly.
Everything.
Exactly. Dana Brown said, I'm optimistic. Oh, great. That makes me optimistic. Not.
You could have got this deal done. They keep saying optimistic. Mm-hmm. This deal should be donezo. Okay? When Bob Nightingale reports that they're only $50 million apart, that's not a huge gap. That's not a big gap in baseball.
To me, that's a big gap. For the Astros, that's a big gap.
No, exactly. That's the point. It's a big gap for the Astros. Ugh. It's not a big gap for teams that are optimistic about bringing someone back. When they keep saying, we're doing everything we can, what I envision is phone calls, and Dana Brown is basically on his knees praying and begging Alex Bregman to come back for the contract they offered. Please accept less money to stay in Houston. I know you just built a house in Arizona, so you already probably want to leave.
No, he's earned them to give him a real contract. He's
100%.
Earned it. He's earned it. I'm not saying lowball him. I'm not doing that. Some texts. Hey fellas, get over it. Bregy isn't coming back. If they were serious about signing him, they wouldn't have let it get this far. He's gone. And we're doing the funeral already.
Get over it.
Get over it. Get over Alex Bregman.
Well, then don't text in when Shea Whitcomb's playing third and he has 10 errors in 3 games.
Whoa. What is it? Always with the Shea Whitcomb. Sometimes it's Shea Whitcomb. Sometimes it's...
Who else is playing third base?
Who's that other guy that you ruined the career of? You slandered his good name.
Well, he got cut eventually.
Henley.
Blair Henley, yeah.
He kind of turned it around for a little bit.
Joe loves to punch down.
He had three errors in the game, which they let Alex Bregman tip his hat to his fans. He was so bad.
You know, so it was a big spot. It was a big spot.
Oh, the September game?
Yeah.
Where Bregman's September doing game. The farewell tour?
It's almost the playoffs. You know?
It's almost, you know, it almost was the 2 playoff games.
Oh, boy. Another text. I think the Astros should trade Tucker and Fromber for prospects. They will both leave for nothing otherwise. Rebuild for just 1 year. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work for just 1 year. You say it now, but then once you've done it, it becomes more than 1 year. If you move on from a couple of pieces like that, I mean, you're going to be moving on from Bregman too, so it's 3 pieces.
I mean, you look at the Justin Verlander trade from... I mean, not even the 2017 one, where none of those guys were any good. But even the one from last year, where they trade Drew Gilbert and Ryan Clifford, right? They trade them both to the Mets. It's been a year and a half. Have either of them played for the Mets yet? Like that. That's the kind of turnaround we're talking about. Where these two guys that were the prizes of the Astros farm system got traded to a Mets team that, you know, they made the playoffs this year. I don't think they made it the year before, and they couldn't crack an outfield spot for them in a year and a half of being in their system. So if you're going to trade Kyle Tucker for something, there's no guarantee that this other team's prize possession is going to be up in the majors in a year.
Yeah, I mean, you think back to like Astros kind of history and things that have happened. Remember when like J.B. Bukauskas, we found out that him and Garrett Stubbs were like pieces in a Bryce Harper trade that didn't happen.
Oh yeah,
guys that are nobodies. No offense, Garrett, nice guy. I guess he's the backup for
Joe.
But they're nobodies, and they almost got you Bryce Harper.
Joe, we're nobodies. Come on, man.
Garrett Stubbs.
It's the Garrett Stubbs.
He's a nice guy.
And division winner, I think.
And what was his name? BJ Bukowski?
Pretty much.
Right?
Bukowskis?
That's what I heard.
I'm sure that's what you heard. It's not his name.
A text. Are we sure Bregman wants to be back?
Good point.
It's a good. We don't know. We don't know.
I mean, I'm sure he doesn't like hate the Astros. Like, I'm sure he's open to it. I don't think it's a, like we mentioned, or no, maybe we were talking about Kyle Tucker, where it might be a, hey, see ya, after I'm done with the contract later, or like we saw George Springer, where I don't think they ever made an offer to George Springer after he became a free agent. I don't think it's, I mean, they've already made an offer. I don't think it's that, you know, door slammed shut. It's going to be a, if you're an Astros fan, you kind of have to root for Bregman's market not being as hot as Bregman thinks.
Unfortunately, I don't think
it's going to be hot. Or even at least hot enough.
Even if it's not hot, the Willy Adames contract in San Francisco means the Astros have to go up because Bregman's going to get more than Adames.
What was that was 6 years?
Like 7.182, I think it was.
Yeah.
Like if that's what Adames is worth, Bregman's going to go above that.
Like 7.220, yeah. Something like that.
Maybe like, even if it's 7.200, like are the Astros going to match that?
Probably not. I doubt it. I don't think the Astros will sign Bregman to a deal that starts with the number 2.
I don't either. A couple other texts. We'll just wait until the Abreu, Montero, and Presley contracts fall off. You forgot Lance McCullers there. Multiple people are texting that in. Another texter. I would definitely trade Fromber. This is 409 Josh. I don't want him long term. If they can't reach an extension with Tucker, I would trade him too. God, what the F?
I mean, this is a team that has just let everyone walk for free. Yeah. So I understand why fans are like, hey,
let's get something for
him. If we know this is an inevitable breakup, like let's at least leave with something.
It feels like this is the run on banks and It's a Wonderful Life. It's like, I'm going to Apatas for 30 cents on the dollar. Like, that's what you're getting. You're getting 30 cents on the dollar for all of these things if you trade them. You're not going to get what you think you're getting.
Yeah, but I also think you have to do it. It's now or never, too. There's no deadline deal for these guys.
Yeah, trade deadline, it's going to be tricky for you two.
Well, you're going to be in first place.
You'd hope.
So why would you trade?
You'd hope.
Yeah, you hope, right?
I don't think we can do the you're in first place, the AL West thing anymore.
I still got to think you can.
The last 2 years, they haven't been.
I know, but like, well, until
August.
Good point. But they were close enough to where it was.
You're competing for
Yes, where there was no way you were going to trade a guy. Like the closest they ever would have gotten would have been if they played the entire way they did in 2020, if it was a full 162. You could have seen them trade Springer at the deadline because of how bad things were.
Because they're under 500.
They were terrible, right? They didn't even deserve to be in the playoffs that year. But, like, the Astros are going to be too good to trade these guys if you keep them. So, like, you kind of have to make a decision.
Yeah, you can't make a sell move.
30 days.
Yeah. I am vetoing that. I'm vetoing this line of thinking.
That they're going to be too good this year?
This idea that it's bad if they're too good, because that's what I'm hearing. Oh, too
oh
good?
No. It just means they can't make a trade.
Yeah. I get that. I totally get that. I just hate the line of thinking.
We're not saying a trade is good. We're saying you can't make a trade if you're too
good. Let's make the trade, because what if the Astros are too good? Like, no, that's what you guys are saying.
No, it's if you want to make a trade, do it now.
Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying here, okay? Like,
you know what we're saying, too.
I do.
You all know what we're saying.
I do, but it's not consistent with who I am as a man, okay? I can't do that. I can't co-sign that. Like, oh, well, you got to get rid of all you can't. No, F that. I burn the boats. I'm Hernando Cortez, bitch.
Yeah.
Let's go. What was that? I want to commit atrocities upon the rest of baseball with this lineup.
I wouldn't want to be Hernando Cortez.
Fine. some more text. Why is it hard to understand? Keep Bregman, trade Tucker, Fromber, Chaz, Myers, Pena.
Oh, yeah, trade the whole team.
Price is the future at shortstop. The rest of the outfield could be replaced. It's not that simple. It's not. This is what bothers me. Because it leads to that. And say, like, well, you're too good. You gotta trade them now. Like, no, it's not this easy. It's not an epic video game.
Okay, let me ask
you're not playing with these guys in the game.
How would you feel if this week we get a Astros re-sign Alex Bregman, and then next week they trade Kyle Tucker? And they do a mix, a blend of
a good news, bad news situation.
Yeah. Would that make you feel better, worse, somewhere in between?
No, I don't want to mix. Okay. I don't want to mix. I want all in.
Or all out.
I don't want any out.
Oh, okay.
All in. Only adding. That's all I want. I want Pete Alonso signed. Like that. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. In addition to everything stays the same going into next year with a Bregman contract.
Do you want Presley back?
No.
No, he can go.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But but the fact that there's a story out there.
Extensively shopping.
They're extensively shopping Presley. I mean, by God.
It's like they're giving away that really, part of the start.
Joe, really sounds like someone's stupid enough to trade for him if they're extensively shopping.
I mean, if
they're gonna sell him to Japan? Like, God.
If Chapman's getting $10 million from the Red Sox, like, you can't get a prospect for Ryan Presley? If to a team that he's also willing to go to.
It's one thing.
For some reason, you gave him a no trade clause.
The no trade is, that's tough.
I don't like that this series of quotes from spring training has the end flashing before my eyes. And a lot of people are like, all right, yep, it's here. All right, let's just strike set. It's been great.
I mean,
it's been a great run.
They have won 90 and 88 games the last two regular seasons.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You just got to make the playoffs. You just got to make it.
And then play the Tigers.
And lose in two games.
Listen, you just have to score more than zero runs or whatever they score.
But that's the other part of the problem, Paul, is that even if they run this back, the offense totally sucks.
Yes, but that see.
And that can't be fixed. Like, that's part of the bigger picture problem, is that even if you bring back Bregman and Tucker, like, you struggled. You put guys on base all the time for the first month and a half of the season, and you were last in baseball pretty much in runners batted in because you couldn't get anyone home, and then you couldn't score in the playoffs the last 2 years at home.
We got a lot of doctors here in Houston. We got a lot. It's one of the medical hubs of the United States of America. Yeah, I mean, there aren't patriotic Astros fans here in town that can think up something that's like a little extra something, you know? You know, a little something, winking. Mean, you know,
help baseball make baseball great again.
Yeah. Wait, for what? What are you suggesting?
You know, a little something. You know.
Yeah.
Just adding a little something. You know, to their diet or to their
some supplements.
Some supplements.
Okay.
We can't think of anything here, huh?
I mean,
patriotic Astros Greenies. Fans working at hospitals?
Bring back Greenies.
Listen.
Something falls off the back of a truck is what you're saying?
You know what would make me happy? If they cheat again. I don't care. Cheat for me. I love that this team cares so much about me, a casual who has only been rooting since they were good. I like that they care so much about me that they cheated to win. I like it. A lot of people are like, I don't like that. Yeah, well, you're just a born loser. Winners win at all costs. They do.
Bring back trash cans. Honestly, yeah. Just Jose Altuve won't use it. It'll be fine.
Can Jeff Luno grow a mustache?
Can Jeff Luno just come back?
Well, multiple texters have been like, where's Jeff? We all agree on that.
I would feel much better about this if Jeff Luno was... Like, the results are the exact same. It's just, do we trust GM Jeff Luno to see us through? I would trust him.
And I think the problem is there's sour feelings between he and Jim Green.
Yeah, I don't think Jeff Luno would come back unless Jim sells the team.
Yeah, I think that's true.
It's not going to be like a Scott Frost returning to UCF reunion.
No.
For Jeff Luno.
Oh, we can't be the UCF of baseball?
No.
Damn.
Don't think that's happening. Could they get Theo? Probably not.
Probably not, no. The next commissioner, Theo Epstein?
That'd be sick if they got Theo. You get a World Series, and then all of a sudden you'd be really bad. But at least you got a World
Series. Yeah, sell your soul for a World Series. Oh, the Red Sox sold their soul for like three.
Yeah.
So.
From the 281, trade Bregman and Kyle Tucker for Bryce Harper.
You can't trade Bregman.
Yeah, you have to sign him first.
Yeah. We could have made that trade in 2018.
From the 832, in 2026, when Tucker and Fromber walk for free, Paul will be saying how they should have traded them for something. Nope, I won't care about baseball.
No, Paul's yeah. never. Yeah,
they
Paul's,
won't be good.
They just won't be on the run.
Yeah. Problem solved.
We'd be going through D'Amico Ryan's reacting to Christian Harris returning.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's yeah.
what we would be talking
about. CJ Stroud extension talk.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, it's coming.
How much of this is selfishly motivated for you?
All of it.
Because you don't want to talk.
I don't want them to be bad.
What are we going to talk about all
summer? Listen, you guys know me. I'm being fully transparent here. This is entirely why I want to talk about this team when they're good. I don't want to watch them when they're mediocre at best.
Yeah.
They're better than mediocre. They're good. Mm-hmm. They're not great anymore. I'd like a little extra something to make them very good. Very good could theoretically win you a World Series. This team's been through it, especially if they have Alex Bregman back. But, yeah, I'm being fully transparent. That's why I don't want to go back. It sucked, Joe. It was terrible. 2011 to 2014, really, honestly, a couple months into 2015, like once Carlos Correa arrived, that's when it was like, oh, it's fun. It's fun again. And obviously they had a good start.
Yep.
But people were a little skeptical that they were going to be able to make it through the whole year. It was rough. I mean, and I just hate when teams get to a point where, like, the fan base doesn't care. Look, the fan base is very spoiled right now, so that
yeah.
also lends itself to perhaps some problems. But I cannot go back. I can't.
I understand.
And this is everyone seems to all of a sudden be okay with taking a step back. I mean, the season's been over for a couple of months. Going into the postseason, who was there bravely standing with the Dustbuster saying the Astros were going to take down the Gritty Kitties?
I forgot about the Dustbuster.
That was bad.
It wasn't bad. Should have happened. Well, I was right.
That was
I was right.
Yeah, I was going to say that wasn't bad. What happened next?
What the Astros did was bad. What I said was right.
Yes.
Thank you.
But it also, it's like, they got dust busted.
They did. They did. And on that note, let's go on and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dust busting my gusto, my mojo for this year. Dana Brown. What he's saying at the winter meetings. We'll talk more about that as the show continues. It is Gallon and George. Stay put.
Talk about O Athletic, 767 North Shepherd in the Heights, oathletic.com, and you can find them on O Athletic on Instagram as well. They offer over 100 classes per week, whether it's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or, you know, weight training, agility training. You can try every kind of different class you want there. It's all from beginner to expert, but you can learn for the first time. So if you want to try a boxing class, like, you're not going to go in there and be learning advanced stuff on the first day. Like, they will walk you through. It's all about just getting a good workout in. Don't wait till 2025 to start working on your goals, whether that's losing weight or building up muscle, whatever it is. Or if you're going to be like me and try to climb 50 flights of stairs without having a heart attack and dying. Like, you can try all of those things at O Athletic. Check them out, oathletic.com and O Athletic on Instagram.
ESPN 97.5.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.